A new report from the Michigan League for Public Policy reveals some striking facts about the well-being of Michigan children. In 2015, more than 1 in 5 children were living in poverty, a 15% increase since 2008. The study also reports increases in cases of child abuse and neglect and limited access for mothers needing prenatal care. The study ranks all 83 Michigan counties in terms of children's quality of life. Clinton County ranks among the state's best at number 2. Ingham County makes the list at number 46. I spoke with Alicia Guevara Warren, the Kids Count Project Director for the Michigan League for Public Policy, and she says the creation of a centralized database in 2011 in part accounts for the rise in reports of child abuse and neglect.
And so what we happened to see across the state was a pretty significant increase after it was centralized as far as investigations taking place. Now, this indicator in particular is going to really capture if there are kids who have had multiple contacts with the system, or it's also going to capture kids who are living in the household but may not necessarily be the victim of abuse or neglect. But there's definitely an impact on that child having to live in that household as well. So we're trying to capture a lot of different things in that indicator, but definitely a trend that we see that's increased over time across the state.
What's the follow-up to look into those spiking numbers?
So we provide a lot of technical assistance across the state to all of our community partners working on just that issue. So we'll go into a community and work with our partners and say, okay, here's what the data show at a high level. What are your priorities based on what you know is also happening in your community? Once those cases are found, then it's, you know, is it a housing issue? Is it a childcare issue? How can we best help that family to keep their child and really provide that type of environment that's going to be beneficial to the child's well-being.
Incidences of inadequate prenatal care are also up in all 3 counties. What's happened there over the years?
You know, I think that's a really important thing for us to be looking at, especially when we're really focused as a state on things like health and education. We have to understand that a lot happens, you know, a child's development really begins with a healthy mom, a healthy birth, and all of those things matter. So ensuring that, you know, even in places like Clinton County, where, you know, the county is ranked 5th, still, more than 1 in 5 moms are not receiving adequate prenatal care, which has a really significant impact on, you know, the outcomes around the birth, whether it's a preterm birth, whether it's a low birth weight baby. So we really definitely want moms to be connected to going to their doctor's appointments and getting whatever services that they need to ensure that baby is born healthy.
Can this be traced to mothers who don't have insurance, mothers on the low end of the economic scale, mothers who have never had prenatal care to begin with and don't really know where to go to get it?
You know, I think that's one of the important things to look at. And when we look at, you know, the Healthy Michigan plan and Medicaid expansion and understanding that once people have access to health insurance prior to becoming parents, they're more likely to, you know, continue to go to a doctor and access the services. And so I think that's part of it. I know that when we look at some of the research, not necessarily in this report, but we know that things like age matter to whether the woman is getting the adequate prenatal care. Transportation is a huge issue. So depending on where people live, are they close enough to an OBGYN? There are many counties in our state that don't have those services easily available. So if somebody doesn't have a car or there's no public transportation, that definitely acts as a barrier to getting that care that they need.
To summarize, Clinton is in excellent shape. Eaton County in the top third, Ingham County in the bottom half of counties.
And the other thing that I would point out that I think is concerning about Ingham, not only being in the bottom half, but when we did this report a year ago, they were ranked number 39 and now slipping to 46. And so I think it's a good indication that there's something going on that we really need to be paying attention to with all of these outcomes and indicators around how our kids are doing in Ingham County.
Alicia Guevara Warren is the project director for Kids Count in Michigan with the Michigan League for Public Policy. Alicia, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.